Recording 14.2.
Does competition always lead to better goods and services and to better value for customers?
I think that broadly, yes. Competition does provide more services and more goods for customers. And it's really a question of choice. When you look in the credit card market, for example, we're seeing that customers increasingly don't always want to borrow on a credit card. They may look to other forms of borrowing, whether that's a straightforward loan, whether that's some finance from a store or from a shop when they walk into a store, or whether they want to draw down equity against their house. That's to say, to use the value in their house to borrow perhaps at cheaper rates. So customers are getting more and more choice in terms of the way that they borrow. When you look at the credit card market in particular, certainly the quality of goods and services has expanded rapidly in recent years. We have offers in the market today where you can borrow at interest rates as low as 0%, for example, zero interest. When you look back 2 or 3 years, those offers were available for maybe 2 or 3 months. Barclaycard has just released or just launched an offer giving customers 0% interest for 12 months. So free money for 12 months is an incredibly competitive deal. You also see features such as cashback, where you're rewarded for spending on your card with a cash rebate once a year. So ultimately, yes, the market has seen vastly increased competition in recent years, and with that, a lot wider choice for customers. Ultimately, not just more choice, but more choice more cheaply.